Okay, I think we're ready to go. If you could begin by stating your full name and title for the record for me, please.
Sure. My name is Kerry Sampson. I'm the city administrator in Trenton.
Well, city administrator, I understand that we have a regular scheduled meeting this evening. What can you tell us about the items on the agenda?
We have just a couple of items on the agenda this evening. We'd consider it a light agenda. And those are two ordinances. One is occupancy permit required fee, and it's just some paperwork that in our ordinance to change to make corrections. There were some errors in the way it was worded, and so we're just redoing that to make it sound correct and proper. And so that's with our building construction trades in Trenton. And so that's a rather routine kind of thing. And then the second ordinance is authorizing the execution of a software as a service migration agreement between the city of Trenton and Tyler Technologies. And this, Tyler Technologies is the company that we have our current software. When I say software, I'm talking about our payroll and also our utility billing. We have our own utility here. And so we bill out electric, water, and sewer on that side. And so this software needs to be updated. Some of it is becoming obsolete at the end of the year. And so this agreement will allow us to update that and continue to do our business here. And those were the two things that we have that are in open session there. So.
Very good. City Administrator, as far as a cost for that technology update, do you have an estimate for us on that?
Well, it's one of those things that's somewhat complicated, but it's about the same, a little bit more than we're paying now because there's maintenance fees and all that kind of stuff, and I don't have those numbers in front of me, but it's very similar to the cost we're now paying for. We have our own server. This would actually go out on the cloud, that technology to utilize it for a little bit more money. So we think that'll be give us more versatility. Our server is part of what's becoming obsolete, the software there. So we're either going to have to buy a new server, and what we did, we analyzed between the cost of buying our own server versus going out on the cloud, and for just a little bit more money with more benefits, we can, with going with the cloud, really a better deal.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that cloud, and of course, we hear so much about hackers this day. How secure is that system?
Well, not even our server got hacked in here, through some Ukrainian several years ago. So, 3 or 4 years ago. So, nothing is totally secure. Part of the answer for us was going on the cloud is there's a lot better chance of being secure with them than us doing it ourselves with our own server. So. Because there's so many ways, and every day there's something crazy. But when we got hacked into three or four years ago through an account, and it was about $150,000, got hacked in through some Ukrainians, and the FBI said nobody's ever done it this way before. They didn't even have a patch for it. So, anything can happen anytime. We recognize that, but we feel like that. With the cloud, we have a better chance of being secure because they have a lot more people dedicated to keeping it secure than we do, certainly.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that information. Anything else going on there in your city that we need to talk about?
Nothing immediate here, but always hoping for the big one. So.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. We are done recording.